overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. And if you're near a computer, on Facebook Live, and also simulcast on LVSportsNetwork.com. Joining us in studio, Amal Shah.
Great to be with you guys, man.
Sports analyst, commentator, and all-around good dude.
It's always fun to join you guys, especially on a Monday afternoon. Beautiful day here in Vegas.
A little windy, huh?
Very.
Was it? I mean, you know what? I didn't notice it because when I was out running around earlier, I didn't see it, but maybe I missed it. But compared to some of the winds we had last week, I'll say it's been calm.
Let's start with, how was your weekend?
Mine was good, thanks. How about you guys? How about you guys?
That's it. Mine was good. Nothing.
I mean,
mine was good. Mine was good. You were just having a conversation, you and I.
No, I just, it was, you know, I can't even recall what I did. What did I do?
Well, that's
weekend?
Why I write it all down.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's exactly why I come with notes on what I did, because I, you know, suffer from CRS. Also joining us in studio from the band Jet Velocity and all kinds of other bands, our friend and yours, Captain Crunchy, Jason Ebbs.
How you doing, everybody?
I know Bobby's going to watch him closer to that microphone.
How's this? Is that better?
All right. Move the microphone to your face.
Yeah, it was really windy today, by the way, because I took the motorcycle in with my guitar on the back, and I didn't think it through.
You didn't think that one through, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty freaking windy.
I know, you know, I saw you on Friday, so
yes.
I know that part of your weekend, and
yes.
I'm going to talk about our Friday little podcast. But what you played at Hard Rock on Friday night?
Friday night, we played Hard Rock on the Strip. We're there again this coming Thursday, the night before our Guitar in Heaven show.
Yeah, we're doing a big show that we're going to talk about called Guitars in Heaven to benefit the Veterans Transition Resource Center on Sunset and Pecos, I think they are. And what they do is Veterans Transition Resource Center helps the guys and gals that are coming back from deployment, helps them with their families, helps them with social services, business services, back into the workplace, all kinds of really great, great things. And it really came about through my relationship with a performer named Lisa Gay. And I always tell the story that Lisa Gay was married to a great guitar player named Tony Drake.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Tony played with Count Basie and just you name it. Tony played guitar with everybody around town. And he passed a couple years ago. So it was Lisa's idea to do a guitar tribute song or show. I came up with the title Guitars in Heaven. And our friends Alan and Kathy Glist from Menopause the Musical got behind it and gave us the showroom over at Harrah's. So it's going to be on 420, oddly enough, April 20th, 420, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And Jason and Janaea are going to be our core band. And somewhere around here, I think I printed up. I did. I printed up everybody that's going to be in our lineup.
Yeah, it's quite a lineup, isn't it? It's super impressive.
Starting the show will be Lorena Perel, who sang the national anthem. She's sang the national anthem for shows that I've done for probably the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
She sang last night at the Kings.
The Staples Center,
Well, Lorraine, I guess, has done the national anthem for the Kings before we even had a team.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing that. Maybe not. I don't know, but if anybody knows.
I think I saw her do it because I used to be one of the L.A. Kings drummers. We'd play on the Jumbotron.
Really? I thought you'd be a cheerleader.
Yeah, well, I left my skirt at home.
So Jet Velocity is going to be our core band, and then also joining us will be a really good friend of ours and a friend of the show Vegas Nonstop, Frankie Shinta. Frankie's awesome, and I asked him to do this particular song because I know it means a lot to him, and he just hits the audience with it. It's What America Means to Me, and otherwise kind of known as On the Street That You Live on. Well, Frankie's going to be joining us, accompanied by Ned Mills. Our friends Vinny A. and Vinny Jr. and the Bronx Wanderers, Nick and everybody, they're going to be joining us to do Going to Get Out of This Place, Unfortunate Son. Great guitar player Chris Claremont's going to be joining us. John Wiedemeyer, who's perhaps one of the best guitar players in Las Vegas, is also going to be joining us. Sid the Kid on saxophone. again, Jet Velocity. Lorena Perro's going to knock one out of the park. Trent Carlini is going to come and do GI Blues, Blue Suede Shoes. Paul Shortino from Rock Vault's coming in. And Seth Udoff, our friend's going to, Seth Udoff's going to be playing Little Wing, a little tribute to Hendrix. Jason Tenner from Purple Rain, REIGN, the Purple Rain show. And Rocky Brown is going to be joining. So we've got a great lineup. Tickets are available at Guitars in Heaven, all connected, guitarsinheaven.eventbrite, which has got a funky spelling to it. It's eventbrite.com. So Guitars in Heaven, all one word, .eventbrite.com. And you can also find, you can find it on mastercalendarlasvegas.com. So lots going on.
That's a heck of a lineup there.
That's going to be a great show. I know you wouldn't be able to sit through it because you have ADD, HD, and a bunch of other letters.
I like to move around. I like to circulate.
I'm surprised you could even stay with us for an hour.
Well, you know, honestly, I was thinking about bolting right now. I was like, you know, like, I don't even want to.
What am I doing here? Yeah, I'm a sports guy.
It's like you remember the old Admiral Stockdale during the debates when he was running for VP. He's like, no. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Where are
All right,
we?
So let's.
We're
at NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. The game, or I think it's still a game. Is it still a game?
Oh yeah,
still a game. Okay.
We can't change it. Well,
for a while, it was K-Bad and
still
K-Bad. Yeah. So it's K-Bad the game. It's a bad game. Anyway, you want to talk about the Golden Knights game and how exciting it is for a fan of hockey?
Well, you know what? First of all, one of the things that helped the Golden Knights, for people that don't know, they changed the dynamics of the expansion draft. That helped the team immensely. They've done a fantastic job of putting a great team together. But on top of that, you got to give this city amazing credit for the way they've rallied around this organization and this team. You know, a lot of people are not hockey fans to begin with, but they've gotten into it. They've immersed themselves in it. I've lived in a variety of cities. I've covered sports for a long time. And to see the passion, the energy, and enthusiasm that is exuded by the people here in Las Vegas is second to none. And obviously we had that great tragedy on 10-1 last year. And to see the way the team, the organization, and everyone in this city is really just kind of rebounded from it has been fantastic. And what this team's been able to do last night, particularly in Los Angeles, down 1-0 entering the third period, they score three consecutive goals to go up 3-0. Just, it's phenomenal. I mean, this is one of the great sports stories, not of just this year, of all time, because expansion teams generally struggle immensely in their first year, but the Vegas Golden Knights have obviously not adhered to that. And just, they're one game away from advancing on to the second round, which you can't believe for an expansion team.
They're 3-0, and best of seven, of course. And who do you think, have you been betting on it at all?
I have not been, because the games have been pretty tight in terms of the lines and the spread. The total's been five. The first game was 5.5, but it was 2 fives. And then the Knights last night were a slight underdog in this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, the game, too, was just amazing, a double overtime game.
It was funny. I do a show on VSiN with Brent Musburger, and I said, hey, if we go to double overtime, I said, are the fans going to stick around? And you know what? Luckily, it was on a Friday night, and they did stick around. Give them full credit for that one.
Yeah, the fans stayed. So,
well, you know, if any of the fans are like me, by, you know, that 17, 18-minute intermission, they're looking to make an exit.
You know, that's the part that, as a new hockey fan, when I go to the games, yeah, I don't really get. I think it's a little long, the intermissions. But
I completely agree with you. I think it's too long. You know, it's funny. I set my timer on it every time. As soon as the period ends,
20 minutes,
18
right?
minutes. It's 18
oh,
minutes.
Oh, I thought it was 20.
Yeah, well, it's and so, boom, right away. And I just think a lot of times you do lose a little bit of fan interest when you have that long of an intermission. But, you know, luckily here, this city has really responded.
Well, it gives them time to go out and get a $13 beer.
That's true. And deal with the bathroom lines, too. Maybe it's an exact science to figure out that time.
A few shout-outs. We talked about our Guitars in Heaven on 420. Our friend Albie Shore also has a concert that night. We're during the day, 1 to 3, so we can go to both.
Oh.
If there's a new restaurant in town called Call Me Cake, it's amazing. It's on Buffalo and Alta.
What kind of food?
Soul food.
Oh, nice.
It's soul food. Yeah, and plus cake. And
it
makes the cake.
Cake, right?
Huh? They better, otherwise.
Crunchy enough. Jason and I were in the cafeteria before the show, and they had peanut butter donuts. I was like, should we be eating peanut butter before we go on the air?
So like I just heard about that. What was your take?
It was very odd. It was the densest donut I've ever had. If you're going to split a donut with someone, I highly recommend it because it went really far. I mean, I'm full.
How did you hear about it?
Somebody had brought some into a studio one morning, and I was like, that's why.
But I had peanut butter all over my freaking fingers. I probably have it on my strings now.
Captain Crunchy.
Yeah.
Captain Crunchy.
That's me.
Shout out to Call Me Cake. Battalion Italian Restaurant on Eastern and Henderson. I think they've got the best pork chops in town. Amazing chef Carla Pellegrino. Shout out if you're looking for a pre-driven car, Las Vegas Auto Sales over on Decatur and Sahara. Our friend Lucky Lopez over at Las Vegas Auto Sales is always looking to help people out in the hospitality entertainment industry. So check them out, Las Vegas Auto Sales. Shout out to our friend Moss over at the Double Down for hosting our Friday podcast.
That was awesome. I love Moss. I love that place.
From the ladies' room of the Double Down, the Double Down Saloon, maker of Astu's cocktails. Check out Double Down and Moss's other joint, Frankie's Tiki Room on West Charleston. So we go into the place. We're gonna go into the Double Down. And Moss had told me that, you know, I said, how's the lighting? And he said, well, you know, it's really kind of available light. So I thought that there'd be some light, you know, by the pool table or on the stage. There isn't. There was like no light at all outside of the ladies' room.
Exactly.
So we go into the ladies' room. We drag a table in there. It was a pretty good sized ladies' room.
Yeah.
It's got graffiti all over the walls, like an LA bar.
Yeah.
And we did the podcast from there. It's on the Facebook page. And then the funniest part for me was when Michelle Rothstein shows up, who's going to do the society calendar, and she sees us in the ladies' room drinking ass juice.
And not only that, and then the funny thing is, too, what was with the hats and the sunglasses that were jumping around our heads? Why was it in black and white?
I don't know.
It was just a crazy there was unknown forces at work there.
It was divine intervention. Absolutely. Because the camera fell over from the tripod. Nothing new about that. If you were in the studio right now, you'd see we have it taped to a microphone jack.
Yeah.
But we improvised. So the camera fell over, and Gobi Moore from the Veterans Transition, I think we're still on. I don't know.
Yeah, we're still on.
Yeah, good. Okay.
That always helps.
We're still on here.
I think we're still going.
Yeah, it's very delicately
placed. It's
right
here. Yeah. In fact, yeah, Doug Patton's watching, okay, David Cook's watching.
I can't use the Wi-Fi in here because it's brutal. So we've got the table set up. Michelle comes in, and I knew about ass juice before, but I didn't know that they serve it in little toilets, little mini toilet things. So typically, ass juice was before, when I first came to Las Vegas, I started drinking with my friend Richard Feminella. Richard Feminella, another shout out. And Richard and I went drinking by color.
So, drinking by color?
Yeah, we would start with
what
drinks.
Does that mean?
Well, drinks, you don't drink at all, but we were starting
like
with
the colors
drinks
of the rainbow, like Roy
Biv? Yes, we started with red.
Wow.
Starting drinking anything that was red,
right.
And then we would drink
then orange, that would be Sex on the Beach, Bridge in the Gap, orange juice, right?
You know your cocktail, sir. You know your way around a bar stool, I'll tell you that. And then we would go through blue drinks, blue Hawaiians, and then we would go to purple. So we were drinking by color.
Purple Hooter, right?
And then what ass juice originally was, for those of you kids at home.
Oh, jeez.
At the end of the night, the bartenders would take the bar mat, and they would squeeze it into a glass, and anything that was left at the end of the night, they would drink. And that was originally ass juice.
They would actually drink it?
They would drink it. That's a bartender thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bobby knows.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so Moss is actually bottling it and coming out with his own bottled ass juice. And we got a shirt, and I was going to wear it today. But
you know what? I have mine, too. I had it in my guitar bag. I should have kept it in there.
Anyway, that's the Double Down Saloon.
Yes.
At the Fruit Loop, where you can get ass juice. Go figure. Saturday, we were at the UNLVino fundraiser at the Lou Ruvo Cleveland Clinic. I'll say that five times for brain research. And it's that building that if you had a mental problem and you saw that messed up building, don't you think you'd like jump out of the car and just run away? You know which building I'm talking about?
No, I don't. No,
right
I don't.
By the Smith Center. It's a silver building. It's a Frank Gehry designed this building. And buildings look like it's all distorted.
Oh,
you've
yeah,
never seen that building?
Yes, I have. I thought it was my eyes.
Well, Frank Gehry actually designed the building by crumpling up a piece of paper and throwing it on the table, according to former Mayor Oscar Goodman. Oh. That's how that building. Anyway, it was a great event. UNLVino. Shout out Stephanie Scott. And we had Hyde whiskey. We were drinking old fashions. And we went through, I think, 12 bottles of whiskey.
Wow.
Which was a lot. Yeah. It was a great event, great food. Tons of chefs. Chef Hubert Keller was there. And
old-fashioned. That was the drink of the Fargo the last season, I think. They kept going. Like an old-fashioned. Yeah, that was. That's
I don't know, but
it.
I think we're going to take our first commercial break. Right. You're listening to the Vegas Nonstop here on NBC. Stick around.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
On Vegas, nonstop here at NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Bobby said, "Creatures of the Night." So we're looking for songs with "night" in the title, because we just found out that there's no official theme song for the Golden Knights.
Oh wow!
I tried to Google it, looked on YouTube, and a couple of submissions, but no Golden Knights theme song.
I got to write one.
I think you should.
I got to write one.
That would be pretty good royalties for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know that
either.
I'm
going to try to write it right now.
Absolutely.
Oh, what a night.
But think about it. Like songs like Queen, We Are the Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Look, how long has that continued to sustain itself?
Van Halen Jump?
Yeah, I mean, that's not the one I was thinking of.
AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Exactly.
That does it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Rock and Roll All Night.
You know, just certain songs that just continue to resonate, especially like when you have a song tied to a team like this with the Golden Knights, it'd be amazing.
I got one that kind of fits,
maybe. Sports theme songs for 400, Alex.
Yeah, I got one that fits. It's called You've Got to Live. It's about freaking taking a chance and doing everything you can to get there.
You know, it's funny, you're laughing, but I actually think that's great because that resonates with a lot of people here. Think about this. In Vegas, a lot of people that live here have moved here, kind of maybe a reset of what's going on in their life, what have you, come out here, new venture, new opportunity. And this team, the Golden Knights, that we were talking about in the last segment, it's similar to that. Brand new. I mean, you know, one of the things I think that excites so many people is that they are here at the inception of this team. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very rare that if you're a fan of some sports team that you can recall, oh, you know, you're from Chicago, you're a Bears fan. But you weren't born when the Chicago Bears came into existence. Being in Vegas, whether you're a young person, an older person, this is your team. Like, you know, you're not some Johnny-come-lately fan. Yo, I've been a fan since October,
I've been
man.
Fans my whole life.
Exactly.
We've talked about that's what's amazing to me is that 7 months ago, there was no team, there was no logo.
Right.
And now that logo is the number one selling merchandise sports in hockey, anyway.
Unbelievable.
In the country.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, dreams come true. Yeah. And that's another song. Dreams may fade but never go. I got two songs that can work for this, actually. Yeah, eventually I'm going to play one, I suppose.
All right, go ahead. Which one do you want to do?
I'll do part of the song called Live.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Chris Slade on drums, so picture really heavy. Boom, boom, ba, boom, 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 ba. You know, he's a drummer for AC/DC. So... waking up, I'm gonna start another day. Oh, I'm gonna celebrate, chasing everything in stride along the way. You've got to live for today. Won't you believe me when I say you've got to live like it's the last day that you're gonna go around, like there's nothing that'll ever bring you down. All that matters is the sound. You've got to live as if anything could all go away. Nothing's permanent and nothing's here to stay. Wouldn't have it any other way. Nothing that'll ever bring you down. All that matters is the sound. You've got to live. And at any time it up and go away. Nothing's permanent, nothing's here to stay. Wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, you've got to live.
Something like that.
That's the name of that song.
You've got to live.
You gotta live.
Jason Ebbs, again, appearing with us on 420.
420.
At 1:30 in the afternoon. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No, 1:30. Over at Harris Showroom. Tickets are available by going to Guitars in Heaven, all one word, guitarsinheaven.eventbrite, EventBrite.com. So Guitars in Heaven, or you can go to Master Calendar Las Vegas, and Michelle's got it listed up on the
right. I got to say one thing. Aside from Jason, the music is outstanding, but I love your energy.
Thanks, man.
You have an enthusiasm, and for me, I resonate with people that have passion regardless of what you do, and I think that generally goes and bodes well with most people. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody just meets you and they have the opportunity to listen to your music, they're going to love it. But besides that, I just always get inspired by people that are passionate about what they do.
Is that what you wrote about in your book?
Yeah.
How to fail successfully?
Well, you know, I believe if you're lucky enough to know what your dream is, you got to follow it. That's why I tattooed it on my hand, actually. It's a symbol for dream.
Very cool.
And the next song I'm going to play is about keeping your dreams alive. So
Sunday,
I'll keep you waiting for that one.
Sunday, we went to a passionate event. We went to our friend actor Joe Mantegna's roast at Michael Gaughan's South Point Casino, presented by Dina Martin, Dean Martin's daughter. Presenters included Chicago's own Tom Dreesen and New Jersey's Joe Piscopo, along with cast members from Criminal Minds. Matthew Gray Goober, who lives here in Las Vegas, and Kristen, whose last name no one can pronounce. But
you know what? You should bring me to an event like this because I'll be the only
You won't stay.
No, I'll be the only person that doesn't know any of these people.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch TV unless it's sports.
I would, but you wouldn't stay. I've tried.
You listen, you know what
you have dinner since Christmas.
That one's not completely on me.
No, you know what? But I'll come too, and then you can just weave us vibe off each other's ass.
Exactly. By the way, you know, if you want to bring me to an event like this, you know what needs to be done in order for me to come.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do know.
Bobby just said alcohol and super glue. I thought that was pretty good.
KY. Some KY. Some lubricant. Montana shared an amazing story with me and comic John DiDomenico and our socialite Michelle Rothstein about Godfather 3 and Francis Ford Coppola, which was really amazing. I mean, so many people say, oh, yeah, Godfather 3, I hated that movie, I didn't like that movie. I just watched it again like a week ago, and it holds up. I mean, it's different now because it's 20 years later after that was made. But what Joe shared the story with us about how they changed the ending. Francis Ford Coppola changed the ending of the movie at the very end of production, at the end of the schedule, to have Michael's daughter killed instead of Michael Corleone. So Francis would never again have to endure the violent death of a child because his 20-something son was just killed in a boating accident prior to the start of the filming. Tragic, tragic story, but Francis Coppola was very superstitious and felt that by killing his daughter, his real daughter, in the movie, she would never have anything terrible like that happen in her real life, which was like it was an amazing story. And to hear Joe Mantegna tell the story, we were like on the edge of our seats. Special thanks to our former Lieutenant Governor Lorraine Hunt Bono, her husband, singer Dennis Bono, for inviting us. You can enjoy Kelly Clinton Holmes tonight at the Bootlegger Bistro on Las Vegas Boulevard. From Master Calendar Las Vegas, here's some charity events you may want to attend. Monday's Dark tonight, benefiting the help of Southern Nevada. Mark Chinook produces that every other Monday, and he's also connected to the Knights. He's one of the announcers. I don't know what they call his part of it, almost like the color commentator, but he gets the crowd all jumped up is what he does, and he's great at it. So that's Monday's Dark tonight. Tuesday, UNLV Football Foundation annual golf tournament at Spanos Trails Country Club at 1:30 tomorrow. UNLV football head coach Tony Sanchez and members of the UNLV football staff is going to be on hand to play and meet the participants. Anything on Tony Sanchez?
Well, you know, listen, hopefully he can have an successful year next year. I know there were a lot of expectations when he came from Bishop Gorman over to Maryland Parkway over there. Some has been somewhat good, and there's also been some negative, but hopefully they'll have a more stellar season coming up.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday on the 18th, Planned Parenthood, something we all believe in, has their 9th annual Corks and Forks Gala. I just like it, Corks and Forks. Who doesn't appreciate a good cork and a good fork? I had to do it, Michelle. I just had to do it. At the Joint at the Hard Rock Hotel, honoring Jan Jones Blackhurst with the Joyce Mack Philanthropic Award. Saturday is the New Vista Wine Walk from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Town Square. For over 14 years, New Vista's Wine Walks have been Las Vegas' perfect Saturday night on the town. Stroll, sip, and sample. Multiple tasting stations featuring a variety of wines, specialty cocktails, spirits, and craft beers. Enjoy live music, great dining, and shopping options in a beautiful venue, all while supporting a great cause. It's $30. It's the New Vista Wine Walk. For more events, visit LasVegasMasterCalendar.com. I think we should take another break and come back with more of Jason and more sports.
Sweet.
Listen to Vegas Nonstop.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Right? This is our friend Doug Aldrich. I don't know if he's on that particular cup, but Doug comes and goes on Rock Vault, and we've got Paul Sorrentino and Michael T. Ross from Rock Vault. They're going to be on our show on Friday.
Yes, they are. That's
going to
be fun.
And again, Guitars in Heaven. I think I bought the website. I probably should probably activate it.
Maybe.
Guitars in Heaven.
Yeah.
Friday, 4:20, 1 p.m. at Harrah's.
For a good cause. Incredible lineup. Too,
Veterans
man.
Transition Resource Veterans Center. VTRC.
Yep.
All right. So I think I covered all the social events, but we've got to talk a little bit. You want to talk about anything else on hockey before we get ready to
well,
NBA?
Well, listen, I think this postseason is going to be fantastic. Nashville's playing extremely well, off to a 2-0 start against Colorado. They go again tonight. Boston probably playing as well as anyone thus far. They're up 2-0. They go to Toronto tonight. Should be very interesting. Pittsburgh and Tampa also off to a good start. So
I'd like 2 tickets to Pittsburgh, please.
as well as the Knights are playing up 3-0. They're going to have their hands full as they advance into the postseason. Some very good teams out there.
Go. That's it for hockey for you right now?
I could
right
talk
now?
For 4 hours.
I know you could, but
we're
going to move on to NBA. We're going to talk about basketball a little
good.
Bit. Let's start with your friend and mine, LeBron. What's going on, man? What's the LeBron skinny?
Well, you know what? Listen, the bottom line is the reality is the Cleveland Cavaliers aren't as good as they've been in years past. Victor Oladipo has been sensational for the Indiana Pacers this year, did an outstanding job yesterday, was the best player on the floor. He proved it yesterday, knocking down 4 out of 5 3-pointers. Pacers did a great job. Give them credit. 7-point underdog going on the road in Cleveland, beating LeBron James. But here's the staggering statistic about this. LeBron James had never lost a game in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, it was just unbelievable what he's been able to accomplish. And so for the Pacers to go on the road and do that, that was really impressive.
Do you think that LeBron will set any records in these playoffs?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a vague question. So,
well, I could be more vague.
It's going to be hard to top that. The reality, look, here's the thing. They have a challenge. They have to get through this round. Then they're going to have to take on in the next round. It looks like they'll be playing Toronto if Toronto gets past Washington. So the Cavaliers are going to have their hands full regardless of what transpires. I don't think they're going to win the NBA title. I don't think a team from the East is going to win it. I think
it's
going to
be Golden State Warriors again?
I do. Houston obviously has a chance, but I think it's Golden State. They're the best team. They have the best talent, and they've been there. Now, the only thing I'm concerned about for the Warriors is the fact that they played into the postseason 3 consecutive years into June into the NBA Finals. That generally takes its toll on you because when you add it up playing 20 to 25 games, that's almost like playing an additional season.
Now, I always like when there's family members, you know, like Nick Kerr and Steve Kerr, you know, playing, you know, kind of almost against each other in a way.
I'm sorry, can you give me a couple of names I'm familiar with?
Better than playing with each other.
Father and son.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Steve Kerr.
What about it?
His son is with another team. Nick. No, you didn't know that.
No, his son is not.
He's not?
No.
Oh.
So.
Well, what do I know? Who else do you like in the NBA? I mean, if it's not Golden State.
Houston. I think the two teams in the Western Conference are going to be the NBA Finals, really. It's a pseudo-finals matchup between Houston and Golden State. And I'm projecting here that both teams are going to get through, but I believe that they will just because of the talent that they both have. And Houston had a phenomenal year, and that's not to take anything away from them. But the reality is Golden State, it's always tough to knock off the champ. You know, I believe in pedigree in terms of winning. That's extremely important, and that's what Golden State has.
So his son Nick is with San Antonio.
Oh, as an assistant coach, like the way you said, like he's a player. Like, no,
not a player.
No, he's so far behind the scenes you can't see him.
So globally, 62 countries are going to be carrying the NBA playoffs.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me because if you think about it, with the exception of obviously soccer, football, as they call it overseas, is the second most popular sport outside of the United States. It's, you know what? Basketball, for two reasons, is a much easier game to sell. Number one, players are recognizable because you see them. They wear shorts and a tank top. So you know what they look like. You see their faces. In the NFL, there's so many players you can't recognize. Baseball, when a guy takes off his cap and all of a sudden he's bald, you're like, I can't even recognize this guy. He looks completely different. Yeah. You know, hockey, same thing. A lot of the players, the faces, because they wear the shield, you can't recognize who they are. Basketball is a very global game. And the other thing that makes basketball so easy and so popular is this. You have one ball, two goals. You can get 10 people to play at the same time. So in terms of popularity of getting people, if you're going to play soccer, if you're going to play a full game, you need 22 people. Football, same thing. There's equipment costs in hockey that are prohibitive for a lot of people to get involved. That's a barrier to entry. Baseball, you need a lot of room. But basketball, simplest thing. You know, you can get out there. You can get, you know, four of us right now, we can go play 2-on-2, right? Just one ball. We're not going to sit there and go play football. So that's why I think basketball has grown in popularity. They've done a great job of marketing it. And their athletes, with the exception of soccer players like Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, LeBron James is probably the third, I would say somewhere in the top five most popular athletes in the world.
Next question would be, how important do you think home court advantages?
I think it's more important for certain teams over others. I think Golden State, it doesn't matter. Houston, it matters that they have the home court advantage over Golden State. I didn't think that they would be able to win a series against Golden State if they had to go to Golden State in four out of the seven games. But being at home, it gives them a mental edge, and I think that helps the Rockets in this particular series.
What about Timberwolves?
Good young team. They were much more competitive last night than I anticipated, but I was impressed with them.
Okay, on that note, we're going to go to another song.
All right.
Jason's ready. Jason Ebbs from Jet Velocity.
So this is a song called Dreams May Fade, and if you're going to start a brand new sports team and go all the way, that's definitely following your dream, isn't it? Right?
Yes. Time makes a dream. Why would a shame? Why you would dream? Never go away.
but never go away. Baby, go Knights!
Go any night you want. Jason Epps, Jet Velocity, appearing this Friday, 4:20 at Harrah's Showroom. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Stay right where you are.
NBC.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
A little Deep Purple on a Monday afternoon here at Vegas Nonstop. NBC Sports Radio 920 AM, The Game. Because it's all Knights. I'm playing Knights songs because of the Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights. And he didn't like my selections, which was, I didn't even think about Boogie Nights.
But I think Hollywood Nights, huh?
Hollywood? Yeah, I think I had that one. I had Knights on Broadway, which is kind of, well, that would be the opposite. Hollywood Knights would have been a good one. No, he's not playing the Bee Gees. That's where he draws the line in the sand.
Who's the Bee Gees?
The Bee Gees.
Which song's that?
Maurice and Barry.
I know the band, but what song?
Knights on Broadway.
You don't know that one.
No, I would. I'm not surprised. I don't know that one.
You haven't gone to see the Australian Bee Gees? I know you can name every Kiss song.
They're amazing.
Can't you?
Yeah.
Crazy Nights.
Rock and Roll All Night. Yeah. So we were thinking about Night Song because there is no official Night Song. So anyway, NBA.
Yes, sir.
More NBA.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the finish to the Boston-Milwaukee game yesterday. Terry Rozier hits a three-pointer for the Celtics to go up with half a second left. Chris Middleton hits a three-pointer for Milwaukee. And let me tell you, if you had Milwaukee plus four or the under in that game, you're looking to put a hit out on Chris Middleton. because he cost you both. Because otherwise, if he misses the shot, you win on the Milwaukee plus four, and you win on the under, and they both end up losing once that game went to overtime, because Boston ended up winning 113 to 107, getting the cover in the game going over the total. So that was a tough break if you had this Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm looking also at Portland and Philadelphia.
Well, they don't play each other. Portland lost to New Orleans. They play tomorrow night against the Pelicans. That'll be an opportunity for them to bounce back. And then Philadelphia played outstanding in the second half, outscoring Miami 74-43 in the second half of that game.
Go Philadelphia! Go Philadelphia!
You're a Philly fan?
Yeah, I grew up in Pennsylvania.
You did?
Yeah, Valley Forge and Pittsburgh and Penn State. And
I'd like two tickets to Pittsburgh, please. You want to talk about baseball at all for me?
Sure.
It's still early in the season.
No, but let me tell you, stories coming on both coasts right now. The Anaheim Angels off to a great start. Excuse me. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
That's
you know
so
what?
Confusing.
But you know what? They don't pay me, so that's why I don't say it. Well, you know, I would tell you a quick story. When I was in Dallas and I used to cover the Dallas Mavericks and the Dallas Stars, and you know, you'd be doing an update from the arena,
right.
And they throw it to you, and I'd always say in the arena in downtown Dallas. And so somebody goes to me, "How come you never said the American Airlines Center?" I said, "How much do you see American Airlines paying me?
Do I get to fly on American?"
I said, "You know what? Until you start sending me checks, I'm not giving you no free advertising."
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, the Angels are playing outstanding. Shohei Ohtani, the young kid from Japan. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. He's pitching. He's hitting. He's doing it all. The Angels are really exciting to watch. Obviously, Mike Trout, the best player in baseball. And then on the other side, the New York Mets. I know we have some New Yorkers out here, obviously. Mets really off to a fantastic start so far. Only two losses. I mean, just the team has been really impressive. Yankees struggling a little bit. And let me tell you. I'm saying this because Bobby's here.
Yes.
So everyone picked the Yankees. I picked, before the season started, I picked the Boston Red Sox to win the American League East over the Yankees.
Well, he's happy about that.
Well, they're off to a great start. I mean, I think they have a five-game lead now over New York. This is a very talented Boston team.
How are my Cubbies doing?
They're okay. You know what? They did have one of the great comebacks on Saturday. They scored 9 runs in the 8th inning.
Isn't that amazing?
Down 10-5. Wow. But here's what the more amazing part is. They had one extra base hit. They had one hit that went about 30 feet up the baseline. They had 3 hits total in the inning and scored 9 runs. That's hard to do.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Pretty tough.
Well, they were. I prefer the term bad pitching by Atlanta.
Bad pitching.
Yeah.
Good base running.
Exactly. They did a great job of walking from base to base.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
And the 51s, I guess, they had something in the news. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, they're playing El Paso right now, I believe.
Past the old El Paso.
They were down there and they won. I heard something on the radio today, I thought.
Well, it's still early in the season. What I like is that so many people from Vegas went to L.A. to go see the Knights play.
Listen, I will, and you know, not to slight like the Green Bay Packers have a tremendous following. So many of the Chicago Bears and so many of the other
Bears.
Teams in major markets that have been around for a long time. But a couple of things: this city has been hungry for a championship caliber team since Jerry Tarkanian was here and the Running Rebels won the national championship in 1990 and made it to the Final Four in 1991. And the reality is now you've got a team that is truly everybody's team because, and what I mean by that is, look, if you may not have gone to UNLV, you went to school somewhere else, so you may not necessarily back the Rebels. But if you live here, you live in Clark County, this is your team. If you live in the state of Nevada, this is your team. You're not somebody that moved from somewhere else and like, well, you know, I hope the like, for example, I'm not a fan of any team in professional sports, but I always hope the local team does well because it just energizes the city. You see a different vibe. Like, you know, the other day you go out and the bars were packed around the city.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how crowded it was in terms of people just showing up and showing out and support. Absolutely.
You see the Knights logos everywhere.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm just a fiscal kind of guy, and so every time I see that, I'm like, dang, these guys are like Gutenberg.
$25.
They got a printing press back there for money. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everybody's buying this stuff.
Now, my question is, do you think, and somebody wrote this question, I think it's a good one, that if the NBA would have come here first and opened an NBA team, do you think the popularity would have been the same as a Las Vegas NBA professional team?
No, it would have been 5 to 7-fold higher.
Really?
There's no question about it. Hockey is a very much a niche sport. Keep in mind, until NBC Sports Network picked up a television contract a couple of years ago, hockey wasn't even, you know, if you put on ESPN, good luck seeing hockey highlights until you get to the playoffs. I mean, if you go on the ESPN website during the regular season, you can't even get any hockey updates unless you click in the NHL section. And so as good as it is, that's why I give a lot of people credit, because hockey is not the easiest game to understand. The players are difficult to relate to. You have a large number of foreign players who people may have difficulty in pronouncing their names. You don't know a lot of these guys. They're from Canada or Europe. And so you may not necessarily follow them. But basketball, due to college basketball being so popular stateside, when guys come to your team, you know who they are.
I forgot how many different countries are represented, even on the nights.
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head, but I can tell you this. You have
Canada, even.
Well, no, Canada, United States, you've got so many players from Sweden, Finland, Czech Republic, Russia. I mean, you've got players from all over the world, and I'm leaving out so many great places. And so there's tons of talent from all over. But listen, the most important guy on this team right now is Marc-Andre Fleury. And he has been an absolute. He's
a rock star, baby.
They're selling more
of his shirts than anybody.
Well, he's the Great Wall of Las Vegas. I mean, he really is.
Yeah, he's hot stuff right now.
Yeah, no question.
Well, I think we've got time for one more song. Yeah,
sure, totally.
We got time for one more song.
Sure.
That's sports wrap up again this Friday, 4:20 this Friday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. We're having Guitars in Heaven over at Harris Showroom with a stellar lineup. So get some tickets and join us. If you see us out, please stop, say hello, buy us a drink. And one more time, Jason Ebbs from Jet Velocity with an entirely different song.
Entirely different song.
As soon as you're all ripped up,
for Captain Crunchy.
Thank you very much.
Jason Ebbs, Jet Velocity, this Friday, 4:20 at Harris Showroom, located on Las Vegas Boulevard, where it says Harris.
Yes.
And other places out on the strip.
Mezzanine, is it the mezzanine?
It's the mezzanine, yes, yeah, mezzanine. It's a menopause showroom. Showroom.
I prefer to say mezzanine, menopause, I don't know. It's
I know,
start it's with
a
M.
Little negative connotation. Thank you to Jason Ebbs from from Jet Velocity. Jeffrey with a G couldn't be with us tonight. He was off on official fish business, but he'll be back with us on Friday and on Monday. And like us and share us. Thank you to Amal Shah for filling in.
Thank you for having me.
Does. And that's it. If you see us out there, please say hello. Like us and share us, and we'll catch you soon here on Vegas Nonstop. Check us out on the social media as well, at Vegas Nonstop, all one word, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And something else you want to say?
No, just saying.
Oh, 2 seconds? 20 seconds.
JetVelocityRocks.com. JetVelocityRocks.com. We're on Facebook. All come
or
find
Guitars
us
in Heaven, all one word, yes. Dot Eventbrite.com. That's it. Vegas nonstop. I hate Mondays. Captain Crunchy out.